Hi, everyone. It's the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is Christian Science practitioner Tony Lobel from London, England. He's also an associate editor of the Christian Science periodicals. Tony's Lift is available in French, German, Spanish, Portuguese, and Indonesian.
A friend had taken to shoplifting and persuaded me to join him when we were in our pre-teens. We mostly stole candies or comics from stores that were national chains. I'd managed to persuade myself that their affluence somehow made it okay. But then I got caught, not in one of those prosperous stores, but in Scott's, the local newsagent. I'd been going there ever since we moved to that neighbourhood. The owners had known me since I was 3 years old. I felt the sting of remorse. I'm grateful to say that the shock of that feeling, together with the couple's firm but forgiving reaction, weaned me off shoplifting for good. But the experience taught me what a powerful emotion remorse is. As deeply discomforting as this state of thought is, it indicates movement in the right direction. God can and does save us from our wrongdoing and regret, and remorse is the beginning of opening our hearts to this essential help. This help comes through the Christ, which is the redeeming power of God's endlessly forgiving love, as vividly displayed by Jesus as he healed those who were sick and reformed those stuck in character flaws. Christ shines a light on everyone's innate innocence as God's image and likeness. The challenge is that our awareness of this divine innocence can appear to pale next to the clamour of wrong motives and raw memories, a mentality that only seems to be our mind. Our true mentality is spiritual and the manifestation of divine mind, from whose perspective we are always innocent, with an innocence that's more than an absence of guilt. Speaking of divine truth, which is another name for God, Mary Baker Eddy's Science and Health with Keithler Scriptures says, innocence and truth overcome guilt and error. Most of us would admit we haven't had an undeviating journey along our pathway of spiritual growth, yet our true lives remain innocent in the eyes of our Creator. We can increasingly prove this in reformed words and deeds as we progress toward the understanding of our original and eternal innocence as sons and daughters of God.
Thanks for the lift, Tony. And thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check out Tony's article in the Christian Science Sentinel. Find the link on today's Daily Lift page.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2019.